Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Drake May, now with a legitimate head coach, quickly becoming a franchise star. Vrabel is the opposite of Mike McDaniel in Miami. He is all function and no flash. His scheme is toughness. And that is what Vrabel's all about. Same with Drake May. We said when Drake May came out of college, he's Justin Herbert. He just is not quite polished enough. And he's a young quarterback. It's not about the bad throws. It's about, can you make the big boy throws? And Drake May last night made about four of them. This is what a playoff team looks like.
It's the final hour, Jones and Keefe. Busy Tuesday for you. If you missed any of it, it's all available on the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. You can go back and listen to our tears. You can go back and listen to Tom E. Curran. You can go back and listen to Kiefer Madness. We just wrapped that up. Again, rewind feature, AUDACY. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That was Colin Cowherd yesterday. Patriots have the look of a playoff team. They should be a playoff team.
100% they should be a playoff team.
We went over their schedule earlier today. Again, we talked to Curran about an hour or so ago. He has them 10 and 3 at the bye week.
Yeah.
So they should be a playoff team. And I felt differently in the offseason than I do now. Now they've beaten Buffalo. And they have the exact same record. You said this a bunch yesterday, Keith. You're like, we both had them 3-2, but we had them winning different games
and losing different games.
Yeah. But you're asking me right now today, I had them at 9 wins in the offseason. You had them at 10. We both had them in the playoffs. I would have felt okay. Not like it was the ultimate goal, but I would have felt like it was a successful year just to have a winning season. You didn't need to actually make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they fell apart late in the year, we would have criticized them for it and critiqued it. But to actually have a winning season, I would have been like, that's a successful year.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of think you have to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's also just the landscape. You know, 5 games in, teams can change.
Well, we didn't know Burrow would be hurt. We didn't know Lamar and the Ravens would get off to a miserable start and Lamar's hurt. We didn't know the Chiefs would be 2-3.
Yeah, so there's those teams. Now, one might play themselves back into it, right? The Chiefs or the Ravens maybe play themselves back into it. The Bengals won't. The Dolphins and Jets are also so much worse than we thought.
So much worse.
And so your division's easier, right? It's Bills and you, and you just beat them head-to-head the first go-around. The schedule, we kind of joked about it during the tiers segment, but they play all the bad teams, and we knew this. Like, this was one of the and a lot of those teams have remained bad. It's not like the Titans or the Saints or the Giants or the Browns are a surprise good team. Like, they're what we expected. They're all bad.
One of us expected the Titans to be a good
team. Well, that would be you, and so that hasn't happened, and so you're going to face them. And
well, they won last week.
Yeah, they did.
You see Cam Ward with his game-winning touchdown pass?
Yeah, the coach assaulted a player on the team for the Cardinals after that game. So, you know, they're in a really good spot, and it's not just because they beat the Bills. That's a huge part of it, but they're in a good spot. They did, you know, after 3 weeks of wondering what was going on with Christian Gonzalez, you get him back for the last 2 weeks. So now you have a top corner. Carlton Davis has been playing, so you have a top corner duo. So the defense wasn't great the first 3 weeks. It looks a lot better last two.
It does.
Steph Diggs looks a lot better these last two. So not only, you know, are they in a spot just record-wise where they would be one of the seven best teams in the AFC, their arrow is trending way up.
Seven!
Well, and to your point about the Patriots' remaining schedule, and not just even the Dolphins and the Jets, but, all right, maybe the Browns are better than we would have thought. That's a good defense. They're 1-4, but they might be better than I expected going into the year.
And that's the thing. It is the NFL, so you can't just say you're going to win every game you're favored in. I mean, the Browns beat the Packers.
Titans and Saints are horrible.
Yeah.
Giants are another one where they've already turned it over to Jackson Dart. Maybe there's a little more ceiling there, but they lost last week.
Yeah.
So,
and they lost to the Saints.
The AFC is worse than we thought.
And they lost neighbors.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
The AFC is worse than we thought. The teams remaining on their schedule, we thought were going to be bad. They're worse than we thought. And the Patriots might be better than we thought. So all of those things combined, they should be a playoff team. They now should make the playoffs or I'm going to be disappointed, which is a change in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, it would have to be, you know, a horrible injury or something along those, or like multiple injuries or like one very specific injury. It'd have to be something like that to really derail them because we pretty much had like check marks across the board on what the team was last year and where they could improve. And they improved everywhere. Now, some of those spots might have even improved more than we thought.
Yeah, where do you think they've improved the most?
Probably head coach.
Okay, but how about for position groups?
Wide receiver?
So I actually might argue O-line on that one.
Oh, good one. No, maybe O-line too. O-line's been solid.
O-line I thought was going to be the worst position on the team.
But Steph Diggs has already made like half a dozen plays that nobody on the team in the last 6 years could make.
He would be the best individual upgrade, I think.
Well,
maybe Milton Williams.
Milkman.
Yeah, Milkman's good. But at least among those two positions.
No, good point. If you want to give the O-line credit for that part of it, that might be the biggest difference.
O-line has been good. Not great. And Campbell might be great for all I know.
No, but
he's better than I thought. It went from the worst
the
in the
toilet.
League. We again told you, Vedarian Lowe, if you forgot how bad the O-line was last year,
get a little
Vedarian
reminder.
Lowe came in on one play and almost lost the game.
Yeah.
And that guy was your left tackle. So they might have made the biggest improvement on the offensive line. Diggs has been a massive upgrade in what I think is an overall improved receiver room. Earmuffs out there, Ray and Cumberland.
Yeah.
But an overall improved receiver room, and Diggs is a massive upgrade.
Yeah.
No, they got better at all those spots. They did.
I wonder, you know, it's the same tight ends and those guys, but those guys look like they're better. Hunter Henry, or anyway, is like more involved. Running backs would be maybe a spot where on paper they're better, but to this point they're not.
Not yet.
You know, and Ramondre had fumble issues a year ago, but Antonio Gibson was pretty good last year, and now he's out for the season. So, I mean, what do? Like, do they just go with Stevenson and Henderson as the active guys this week? They can't.
No, they'll call somebody. I mean, as a placeholder, they'll call up Jennings or whoever off the practice squad. But I wouldn't be surprised if they make a signing this week. And text line just asked, 617-779-7937, what trade should they make before the deadline? They have every reason to make a trade for some depth running back out there off another squad. Won't cost you much.
No.
You should be able to do it. If I really rack my brain around about it, we could probably come up with a name.
Alvin Kamara, come on down.
Oh, you're thinking bigger than I am. I was thinking.
Well, you need a starter, at least for the year.
Henderson hasn't been great. I still kind of hope he ascends and takes that over, but we haven't seen any flashes of it whatsoever in five regular season games. We saw flashes in the preseason. We've seen none of that in the regular season.
Although that'd be a lot of money to your running back
room. Yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't be against it per se, but I was thinking lower than that.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You're just going to find a bad team and then look at their running back? They probably don't even want him anymore?
Yeah, I mean,
Tony Pollard?
I would say the Niners always have good backs. They're good, though. They're 4-1. They just traded for Robinson. Is Garendo out of favor there? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head a team. But like something like that.
Rico Dowdle.
A running back who is somebody's third on the depth chart that they feel is extraneous, and maybe he's a free agent, and you can get a late day three pick for. Like, you should be able to do that trade. You don't have to trade for A.J. Brown at the trade deadline.
No.
But
no,
can
no,
you
no.
get another body,
yeah.
like a real NFL running back in your locker room before the trade deadline so you don't have to rely on Ramondre and his fumbles for the next couple of months?
I would hope so. I would hope that's a possibility. When is that? Is that week 8? They do it right in the middle of the season, right?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, because they got time. And there's not always like a lot of trades. I heard the morning show bring up how like Aqib Talib was a massive trade deadline acquisition.
Yep.
They traded away Jamie Collins during the season. So we've seen some moves like that. Jimmy Garoppolo was an in-season trade, wasn't he?
Yep, he was trade deadline.
So, like, I mean, we've seen some. It's not as active as the other leagues are necessarily, but yeah, it looks like it's November 4th.
I was just going to say.
So right after week 9.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, you have a month.
You have a month. And you should be on the early side for that. You know you need a running back. You just lost Antonio Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Go find an Antonio Gibson equivalent.
Yep.
Should be doable. Devin Singletary's name is popping up. That's from the Giants.
Take him.
They have Scataboo and Tracy. That one makes sense. People are saying Blake Corum. They're not going to deal him. But anyway, those are some of the names right there. And it would be a depth guy. It doesn't even need to be a guy who takes over Stevenson. It needs to be a guy who, the next time Stevenson fumbles and you want to bench him in the game,
you have an option.
Can do that instead of having him back there returning kicks.
Correct.
And out there making plays when he doesn't need to be on the field. I mean, that's all we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's something they need to do between now and then. But largely, I would agree with the overall point. We got sidetracked. The overall point is, maybe outside of running back, they've improved almost across the board.
Yeah. And I think, you know, not that they're going to be overly tested in the next several weeks, but the defense kind of turning that corner, because that was one of the takeaways the first 3 weeks, was some of the big plays that they would allow, the quarterbacks looking really good, and yeah, they didn't have Christian Gonzalez, but you're like, all right, they're also missing tackles, they're also kind of struggling, but Geno Smith and Tua were throwing all over them, and then Aaron Rodgers beat them, so you're like, well, that's not a good start.
You tell me if this changes your view of the AFC, Keith. We just had a quarterback trade.
A quarterback trade?
In the AFC.
Come on.
In the AFC North.
AFC North?
Joe Flacco is going from the Browns.
Oh, my God.
To the Bengals.
Gross. Have they ever? I feel like they wouldn't trade with each other.
Do I believe in the Bengals now?
Joe Flacco to the Bengals. Does that help or hurt my Jamar Chase stock?
Help.
You think it helps?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Jerry Jeudy was lighting the world on fire.
The Browns.
Yeah, he like sabotaged the Browns.
Jake Browning until garbage time last week didn't help him either.
So he just lost his job.
Garbage time.
He lost his job to Dylan Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
And now he's going to take over for Jake Browning.
Dylan Gabriel kind of looked good.
The Browns were like, yeah, you guys can have him. That's how.
Also, Shadur starts miming, and all of a sudden he's the backup.
Oh, that's a good question. So week 8, they play Cleveland.
Is Shadur now the backup there?
He has to be. They only have two.
Good point. I didn't think about that. Good point.
Well,
Flacco.
All right, so the Patriots play both these teams. So Cleveland week 8, will that be Gabriel or Shadur?
I'm assuming Gabriel as of right now.
Okay, he's got two more games to screw it up.
Yeah, I would assume Gabriel. I'm not a big believer, and I like Shadur, but after the whole miming thing the other day, I don't think they're in a rush. Well, they just traded Flacco. Maybe they are.
They just moved him up the depth chart in so facto. Week 12, they're at Cincinnati. Will that be Joe Flacco? Good gravy.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I guess.
Let's redo the tiers. I'm bumping the Bengals up.
You like the Bengals?
Nobody wants Jameis Winston?
No, so Winston is who that. So if the Bengals got Winston, Keith, that's Jamar Chase season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Frisky
season is what that is. Let's see. Cincinnati quarterback depth chart right now is Jake Browning and Brett Rippon. So, yeah, Joe Flacco's probably starting.
He's somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Tier the Bengals quarterbacks. Okay.
All-time quarterback?
Yeah, but this is
John Kitna.
But this is now what we're dealing with in the AFC. And I think Monday Night Football was a good entry point into what the whole landscape of the AFC is. The Jaguars right now are tied for the best record in the conference.
Yeah, is Liam Cohen a good coach?
They're 4-1. Look, I like Liam Cohen. they could be 5-0. They lost to Browning. So they're 4-1. Colts are 4-1. Bills are 4-1. Those are the best teams in the AFC. You beat one of them. The other two are the Colts and Jaguars.
I don't get it.
Pittsburgh is currently the 3 seed because they're winning their division.
What's up is down. What's down is up.
Jacksonville is a wild card because they're in the same division as the Colts. Pittsburgh is the 3 seed in the AFC. You lost to them. True.
Yeah.
You turned it over a bunch. You also dominated that game. So you've beaten the 2 seed. You easily could have, maybe should have, beaten the 3 seed in the AFC. The Chargers are currently winning the West. They've lost 2 in a row. We already told you about the Jaguars. Broncos are 3-2. Pats are 3-2. Those are the playoff teams. The Bengals just got Joe Flacco. They're a 2-win team. Houston and Kansas City are both 2-3. Everybody else has 1, or in the case of the Jets, 0 wins. That's the AFC. You got to be a playoff team based on that.
Oh, yeah.
You have
Seriously.
To
no, something would have to go really awry because you're in a good spot. You're playing really well, and everything is just laid out in front of you where you're not even playing the teams that are off to good starts. You're playing all these bad teams going forward. So they should be in pretty good shape. They're going to have to go out there and take advantage of the bad schedule. Like, I am curious. As excited as I am about this reemergence of Steph Diggs, does part of you wonder when it's not the Bills on the other side? Like, is he going to be as...
Well, he was...
I don't think he could be possibly as fired
he
up.
He was cutting
fine.
Around like we've never... Yeah. He played well the week before against Carolina, but he wasn't cutting like that.
No.
The way he moved...
He was so good, and he was so invested.
Yes.
I don't even expect him to be like that every game. I don't know if you can be like that every game. Like, that is like...
No, that might have been...
That's intense.
That might have been the Diggs Super Bowl for all we know.
Well, good news is they play Buffalo again, which I'm sure they'll have a monster game, and he might get him in the playoffs.
No, he's been phenomenal. Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one.
We're talking about Flacco.
617-779-7937. Guys, Flacco gets the Packers this week. I'm not going to fact check you on that, but let's go with it. He already beat them once this year. Is that a buying opportunity?
They do. They play, the Packers play the Bengals.
Okay, Flacco could be 2-0 against the Packers. Good.
In Lambeau.
They don't play Cleveland
again until the end of the season. So say you get Flacco against Cincinnati. Wait a minute. Cincinnati already. So could they? Could Flacco play? Hold on a second.
I don't even know what you're trying to ask.
I just cooked up
Devers and the Red Sox DHs.
No, that was actually smart when I did that.
Wow.
Is there a chance?
Jury's out on
that. Could this be the first time in history?
Yeah.
Could Joe Flacco play for the Browns against the Bengals and then later for the Bengals against the Browns? You can see why that broke my brain.
Well, no, I that one I followed.
How many times has that happened where a quarterback played against the other team? And then
has it ever happened? It's probably happened.
I don't think so.
I bet it has.
Rich Keefe's Stats and Info can't find a single time where that's happened.
Somebody, Gemini.
Because you would have to trade a team in division to the quarterback, and you would have already had to play him only the one time. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's very, very unlikely.
Yeah, well.
I think I crushed it. We're getting a lot of positive feedback.
People are like, love that.
Let me check the text line.
Let's see.
Love that.
People want us to trade for Derrick Henry. Too late. That was Hart's idea.
It's true.
Alvin Kamara is a name that keeps coming up. Nick mentioned
Because we link A.J. Brown to Mike Vrabel, can we link Derrick Henry to Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, sure.
Just
let's
do that.
Yeah, go for it.
He's like, I like Deion Lewis better.
I like the logic of Kamara getting traded. They have Kendre Miller there who's young. Kamara does have a contract, but... Is that the guy I want here? He'd be an upgrade. I guess it depends on what you'd give up. I wouldn't overpay for him, but I wouldn't be against Alvin Kamara. Jerome Ford makes sense. Browns have a bunch of young running backs. Gus Edwards, I guess, kind of makes sense. Is he a free agent?
Is he in football?
Is he healthy?
The Gus Bus?
Gus Bus.
I don't think so.
So there you go. Those are some names out there that are potentially available.
You're right.
I do think they need another body, though, because I don't want to deal with the Ramondre experience.
Yeah.
I don't know that Vrabel agrees with that, though. Vrabel seems just fine with the Ramondre experience.
He seems to really enjoy it, but also you have four games between now and the NFL trade deadline. How many more fumbles between now and then for Ramondre? And does that change Vrabel?
Seven!
I mean...
Like, honestly, like if he doesn't have a fumble and they give him the ball semi-regularly over the next four games, maybe you don't get a trade. But if he puts the ball on the ground in like 2 weeks again and he's only getting like 10 touches
Can I bet on a lost fumble between now and the trade deadline? If I can, I would.
Yeah, no.
Do you think that's too low? Is that like, would that be minus odds? One more fumble?
Yeah.
One lost fumble?
Yeah, probably. Especially because like they haven't replaced Gibson yet and Vrabel has not said anything about actually like punishing the player.
Do I got to go to two? How do I get plus money? I got to go to two?
I don't know if you can bet over that span. You can bet
game
per
game.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
And just roll it over. Those sweet winnings over.
I forgot to keep doing that with Julio Rod. I had good logic.
And then
on
he
that
did.
I forgot.
He got to 30-30. We're all still celebrating it.
Ooh, Ken waited on a running back.
I want Tony Pollard. Who did he say?
He said, same team. Tajay Spears.
Tajay Spears.
Yeah.
All right. Shoot higher than that.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Higher hopes. Tony Pollard.
But you guys both think of Titans.
I just went to like,
go to the bottom
teams.
Of the standings.
Yeah, bottom of the standings, running backs. They gave Tony Pollard some money, but whatever. It's running backs.
Tony Pollard. He's a man. He can do it anytime.
We get that lady on the phone.
That's our guy.
Talk about it.
Yeah. We'd have to track
her. Our first call would be that lady.
We'd have to track her down. Yeah, that's true.
Pat's just got Pollard. What do you think?
617-779-7937. We got all your feedback here on Jones and Keith. You can also jump in line. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And it looks like Mark Schlereth and Brian Hoyer today. Maybe where's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Drake May slot in range of quarterbacks, perhaps.
I'd say he'd probably have them anywhere between
five
like
or six.
Seven or eight. Good call.
5-16.
1-32.
5-20.
Yeah. So that's Hoyer. Later on today, stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour and right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.